You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Liposculpting has become the hottest thing to do for the entire body. And let me include the face. Years ago, when I was in my residency, liposuction was beginning to become a very hot topic. It was something that became more and more refined over the years. Because at first, you have to understand, the concept was really to remove unwanted pockets of fat that were extremely difficult to get rid of with just regular diet and exercise. Now, you could have gone in and done more cutting out, if you will, of the fat, but you were not going to be able to sculpt and shape like you can if you're utilizing specialized cannulas, which are like metal straws that have multiple holes at the end of it and various kind of holes at the end of it. And now we not only have these different kind of tools and sculpting equipment, but now we have the capability of heating up the tissues, heating up the fat, heating up the skin so that we can reshape body parts that we were never able to do before. And the reason why I'm so excited about telling you about this is because every single month there's a nuance to this liposculpting craze. It could be in the form of a new instrument that delivers radio frequency energy while liposculpting, or it could be ultrasonic energy that's breaking through scarred tissue that's allowing you to get to the fat that was almost walled off by your C-section scar. It could be a laser that's being utilized in tandem with removing unwanted fat. And the beauty of this, everyone, and I'm talking to you out there, is that it can be done now on the face, on the neck, around the eyes, around your breasts, around the pubic region, your knees, you name it. We're able to utilize liposculpting in a way that we've never been able to do before. And let me just elaborate more on this so that you could understand why it is so fascinating. If you have fat in an area, let's say it's your inner thighs, if the skin in that area is also a little bit aged, it's a little bit loose. In the past, the only thing we really could do would be to get rid of the fat with some liposuctioning, but then we would definitely have to do something like cutting away the extra skin. Now, the truth is, we still do that same operation in certain cases. Someone that comes in that may have lost a lot of weight and now is left with a lot of hanging loose skin, that's still going to be the gold standard to do a thigh lift. If the same situation happened in your arms, it would be an arm lift. If it's around your abdomen, it would be like a tummy tuck or an abdominoplasty. So again, if I'm speaking to you and you're looking at yourself and you're going, well, I don't really don't have that much fat anymore. I've been on this diet and exercise craze, and now I'm just left with hanging skin. The gold standard is still to do some sort of a body lifting procedure. But that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the majority of people that I see on a weekly basis is probably you that I'm speaking to right now. It's someone that has some fat in certain areas and it's resistant to all the crunches and all the exercising and everything else you're doing. And it also has a little bit of skin around it that may not be the tightest version that you've ever seen of yourself. If I'm speaking about those conditions, I'm saying that we are now incorporating this term liposculpting because it's allowing us to take away the right amount of fat, not all the fat, but the right amount of fat that's needed to go away to create the body part that is absolutely magnificent. It's the way that Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci was looking at doing something in the art world. It's taking a thigh or an arm and sculpting it so that you're being creative and leaving that arm, let's say, or that thigh or that leg looking incredibly shapely and beautiful. Now, today, I did an arm and body contouring procedure where we incorporated all of the things that I'm talking to you about, which is liposculpting. And the beauty of it is, this person ended up having so much muscle mass that was being hidden by skin and fat. Once this fat was sculpted away properly, and once the skin was heated up to a degree to allow it to shrink and snap back down, on the operating table, I'm telling all of you that are listening, I'm not lying to you. On the operating table, you could see a transformation of that arm. All of a sudden, the triceps, the biceps, the whole deltoid region of the shoulder was exposed. And it brought to mind a quote that I always remember hearing about how if you're looking at a block of marble, you basically chip away the marble until the beautiful sculpture is exposed. And I think that's exactly what we're trying to do nowadays with this incredible liposculpting ability. We're literally able to, if you will, chisel away, if you want to say shape away, the unwanted fat from those areas of the body so that you're leaving that beautiful arm, leg, abdomen, six-pack, you name it. It's a way of literally creating a shape to the body that we were unable to do before. And that's why if you know you're in the gym and you're exercising and you're dieting and you're doing everything you know you can do, but yet you're still not able to see the results, going to see your plastic surgeon may be the perfect opportunity for you to get the look that you're going for, because nowadays we do have those tools. We have the technology that will allow us to chip away at that fat and leave behind that body part that you want just the way you want it. Now, I can tell you, after operating on a lot of fitness models, bodybuilders, men and women, bikini models, that if you have a good amount of muscle mass and really good toned muscle, it makes it much easier for me to expose those beautifully shaped arms, legs, abs, because the muscle and the tone is already there. I just have to whittle away at the unwanted fat in those locations so that you could see this incredible result. So again, I think old-fashioned thinking about what liposuctioning was is totally different if you really go and sit down and talk to a plastic surgeon that's doing a lot of body contouring type things. And let me just add this. It's not just body. I want to make sure that we're talking about this too. Jawline, neck, even aspects of the face nowadays, we can utilize things like FaceTite. We can utilize AccuTite. These are little tiny probes that have radio frequency involvement. So we can literally sculpt away the unwanted fat and simultaneously give you facial structure, give you facial tautness, tightening things that is incredibly exciting because it's done via tiny little openings in the skin. We're not talking about a big facelift procedure. We're not talking about, if we're talking about the body or the arms or the thighs, it's not a large incision for an arm lift. It's not a large incision for a thigh lift. It's none of those things. It's truthfully all about trying to create a tightening and a reshaping of that body part, totally done with a liposculpting technique. If this sounds really incredibly exciting to you, I definitely want you to reach out either to us at davisCPS.com or somewhere in your listening area to a plastic surgeon, really sit down and talk, because I get excited, as you know, from, if you listen to the podcast, you know, I kind of get like very excited and I'm fascinated by the whole plastic surgery specialty. But in this particular case, I'm telling you, the technology and the jumps forward that we've made in being able to reshape and restructure not only the face and body, but to give it a look that's very natural, but also creates a beautification, if you will, of the body, is something that we've really never been able to do before in the realm of liposuctioning. And that's why I think thinking about it more like liposculpting is really where the nuances of this whole specialty is going. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.